Okay, guys, we're being recorded. We're going to get started here. We're about 3 minutes after nine. This is our weekly Getting Started Right call. I'm showing that there's 13 people on the call right now. This is for all new coaches. It's for any coaches that just want to join on a weekly basis to kind of get remotivated because they're kind of, you know, been spinning their wheels. This coach call is for everybody. It's for new coaches in my team, new coaches in anybody's team in our downline. I want to welcome you guys all who are new this week. Welcome Lance, my new coach. Andy, did you get confirmation from Lee?
I have not yet.
Okay. Well, if you can get him on, cool. If not, you can listen to the recording. Christy, you're with Dave Edmonds, right?
Yes.
Yep, and then I think we have some of Steven's coaches on tonight.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, guys, we're going to get started. The very first page, I'm not going to read to you word for word. It's our introduction from Carl Deichler, our CEO. Carl is the mastermind behind Beachbody, and you see his introduction there discussing what we're going to do tonight in the Getting Started Right call. This is a part of a bigger system called the Game Plan, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, but he kind of gives you a description and welcoming you to Beachbody Coaching. So you guys read that at your own leisure. The next page is what we're really going to go over tonight, the meat and potatoes of the call. It's nine specific topics. We're going to talk about your why. Why did you get into coaching? Are you a coach that really wants to blow this up and really help a lot of people and see a nice significant income? Or are you someone that joined for a discount? You're going to find that out tonight. We're going to talk about business goals and income expectations. What can you expect to make in your first year? And you're not going to do that without some business goals. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your own fitness and nutrition goals. You have to be a product of the product, and you have to walk the walk if you're going to see anything come out of your Beachbody coaching. You've got to be a product of the product. We're going to talk about that in your own fitness and nutrition goals. We're going to talk about your support team. Who can you rely on? Who can you go to when you have questions? It's going to be your direct coach, your upline Star Diamond coach, and coach relations. We're going to talk about that. Training and events. There is so many ways to plug into Team Beachbody. It's just incredible. If you really want to, there's webinars every week. There's events all around the country, and there's all kinds of different ways to plug in. So we're going to talk about that in training and events. We're going to talk about your account. When you became a coach, you were given three websites, and you were given a back office and a team store and a profile page. We're going to talk about all those and the expectations there, you know, that you guys are going to need to take care of on your pages. We're going to talk about what I think the most important part of this training is. So for those of you that fall asleep by this time, I want you to perk your ears up because this is a very important part. This is creating two lists, a list of top prospects you want to get into coaching and top prospects you want to get into, customers to get going on the products. These lists, I have single-handedly seen coaches go diamond in under a week, and I've seen coaches, you know, more commonly go diamond indefinitely within their first 6 months or 3 months by doing these simple lists. So we're going to talk about the lists. We're also going to talk about the system. The system that Beachbody's putting together for us called the game plan. Get used to hearing those words, the game plan, because that is a set of coach tools, coach resources, and team support that Beachbody's given us to make what we do as coaches so easy. Easier than it was before the game plan came out. It's third-party tools. It's resources. It's the community. So we're going to talk about the game plan and how to plug into that. And then finally, we're going to talk about commissions and bonuses. That's the golden nugget that everybody loves to hear about is how do we make money at Team Beachbody? Well, we're saving it for the end, so you guys have to stick with me to the end. Any questions you guys have so far on where we're going, the roadmap? Okay, so anybody who just joined the call, I've heard a few beeps. If you're a new coach, go to newcoachtraining.com, go to step number two, and click on the PDF file to open this file up that we're talking about. Okay, and if you guys have the ability to, hit mute on your phones until you have a question. I'm hearing a lot of background noise. Sounds like someone's either at a bar or at a grocery store. So then you guys can always unmute yourself, and if I don't answer, that means you forgot to unmute yourself. We're going to take questions as we go, not a big fan of wait till the end to take questions. I want you guys to get things off your mind as they come up. So pretty much at the end of each page, I'm going to say, any questions, guys, comments? Don't shy away. Say something. The first page is determining your why. It may seem elementary, but it's so powerful to write things down. Page, you know, those next two pages, it's examples and it's your chalkboard to write on. So you see some whys and why a lot of people get into Team Beachbody, why they get into coaching. You know, my whys have changed four or five times in the last couple years because, you know, as my business grows, as I meet more and more wonderful people, as I become more inspired by other people, I want more from this. So my goals change constantly. I actually have a board, a whiteboard that I write things on, in my bathroom, and I post things, and I'm constantly giving myself a reminder of why I got into coaching. Because the reality of it is, if you're not setting goals or not looking at them every day, you're going to treat this like a fan club membership. We have an amazing opportunity at $14.99 a month as a coach to build something significant, but more importantly, to help people out. You're going to hear me say that over and over until it resonates in your head, that coaching is not about you, it's about helping people. When you do that, the people will return the favor in the fact of wanting you to help them more and more with their journey. They're going to end up being coaches, and you're going to see just things grow. People smell the people that only want to make money in this. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just telling you that coaching's got to come from the heart, and if it does, you'll see it grow. So determining your why. You see some examples there. They want to take a family vacation to an exotic location every year. You know what? Beachbody can do that for you. I've taken the last 2 years exotic vacations on Team Beachbody's tab just for doing what I do, coaching. And, you know, that's definitely something that you can do on your own with your family, but Beachbody can help you with that. You know, you might just want time out of this, you know, the ability to quit your day job and just have time to go to your kids' functions and be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's definitely a big, big reason that I'm building my business, is because I want to be able to be at every one of my kids', you know, games or parent conferences without having to worry about it. So someday that's going to happen for me. Some people want to just own their home, be debt-free, redecorate your living room. It's a number of things. I want you guys to take the next page and write those down. What do you want from this? And I would encourage you not to set your goals too low, because if you do set your goals too low, you're going to put that amount of effort into it. And I'm going to give you a prime example. I'm not sure that Jason's on or not. One of my favorite stories he talks about is he had a coach who simply put down one of his whys is he wanted to make his, you know, they built an underground pool in their house. And he wanted to make that payment every month, you know, which was a lofty goal because it was like a couple hundred bucks a month. And you got to build some significant time into it to get to that. But it's very possible to do that within a few months. Well, long story short, he reached his goal. But here he is a coach a couple years later, and he's still making that same amount. He didn't adjust his goals. You know, he set a goal, he reached it, and didn't change it. But more importantly, the question I have to you guys is, did he set that goal too low to start with? So if you want to just, if you want, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but if you want Beachbody just to be a way to make utility payments, fine. You know, if you want it to be a way to make a house payment, it can be. If you want it to be a way to replace your job, it definitely can be. I think some of the greatest success stories that we have in Beachbody are not the coaches, you know, who are making 5 to 7 to 8 to 10 grand a week. Yeah, I said a week because there's a lot of them in there. I think the greatest success story is the stay-at-home moms and dads who are making enough.
Renee Atwood.
Hey, Renee. You know, who are making enough, guys, to help supplement their house payment every month. You know, they're the heroes. And that's definitely, you know, very feasible in this, but it can be so much more. Renee, are you a new coach?
I'm Janae. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Are you a new coach, dear?
Yeah, kind of. Yes, I'm getting started.
If you're in your, if you've already gotten your welcome packet in the mail, we're going through the blue Getting Started Right packet that you got.
Okay.
The book, and if you have not gotten it in the mail, you can go to newcoachtraining.com and go to point number 2 and click on the PDF file link to download the same document.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay,
guys, is there any questions on your why? Anything at all? It's pretty self-explanatory. I don't usually get a lot of questions there, but any comments? Anybody got something off the top of your head that you want to share what your why is? sometimes it's pretty powerful for a new coach to say it on a call. You know, the other coaches hear it, think. Anybody have a why?
Well, I have a question for you.
Sure.
You said that you change your whys, you know, rather often. What's the new one that you've had within the last 3 months?
The new one that I've had in the last 3 months?
Yeah.
Is basically one of the things I adjusted was to quit my day job. That's one of the things that I've finally put on my board that I'm afraid to. Who asked that?
Nate from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Nate. What's up, bud?
Not much.
That is a why that I was afraid to write for a long period of time. I've been a coach over 2 years, and it's not something that I ever saw myself doing because I always doubted, can you do it with a job like this? And actually, just about a month ago, not even 3 months ago, I erased time on my board, you know, time to do more things that I want, and I changed it to quitting my day job. I'm at the point in 2 years in where I'm now making monetary-wise more money than my day job. I work for AT&T still, and I've been here for 15 years. So I'm making more on a monthly basis than my AT&T job monetary-wise. But when you take into effect benefits and that, I'm not quite there yet. So that's why I put that why in there, because I want to be there. So that's a lofty one for a lot of people on this call, but I'm at that point after just putting the time and effort into it in 2 years. Does that answer your question?
Sure does.
So... any other questions? Does somebody on here have a why of their own? I want to get one before we move on. What's one why that you would love to see happen?
I have a why, but it's not really a big why.
Okay, go for it.
My number one thing is I want to meet new people. I want to help people because I love working out. And I also am thinking about being a personal trainer. And I want... I want to meet new people, like fit people. Like, this is going to sound really weird, and I'm probably going to have almost every one of these people on this phone call laughing, but a lot of people around where I live in Western Louisiana, and this isn't a really big fit, city.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody who finds out that I'm like a fit freak, they're like, that I love to work out, they're like, yeah, have fun with that. I'll be over here eating my burger. I'm like, yeah. If only you knew what you were eating.
You don't realize that your why is actually one of the more powerful ones that I've heard, because what you're telling me is you want to be an inspiration to other people.
Yeah, I mean, I look around, and what scares me is I look on the TV, and more people, more and more TV shows about overweight people is coming on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every week there's a new one.
You don't even have to watch TV. You can go to your local grocery store and just people watch. And
yeah.
You see it everywhere. You know, we are the fattest country in the world.
Yeah, and what's sad is we're actually starting, I've heard that Asia, like China and Japan is actually starting to become overweight now because they have like McDonald's and stuff like that over there that came from us.
And now
they're starting to be overweight.
Yep. How many people on this call know what the company mission is? Or what's their mission statement?
To help people live happier and healthier, more fulfilling lives.
And that voice sounds...
And the trend of obesity.
Yep, that voice sounds very familiar. That's Mr. Ron. That is our company motto. It's not to become the biggest health and nutrition company in America, you know, which obviously kind
to help people.
You know, to sell people, right? It's to help. You heard the word, to help people live a healthier, fulfilling life. And his mission, Carl's mission, is to get 1 million coaches to help 10 million people. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, he wants to end the trend of obesity. And damn it, that's what I'm trying to do every day in my coaching business, is to reach out and touch as many people as I can. So your why to me is an awesome why. It's us that's going to make the difference in our communities. You know, we're not.
I think the biggest thing that I wouldn't say insecure, but I've never done anything like that. Is one thing I really need to get done is to throw my first Team Beach Body party. And I live out in the country, so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to wait until I get my own apartment. This apartment I have my eyes on, they actually have a clubhouse. And you can rent that clubhouse out and have a party. So I'm thinking about doing my beach body party there.
I'm glad you brought that up because we're going to talk about home parties in this call tonight. So we're going to talk about, you know, the importance of them and that. Did somebody else say they had a why too?
This is, you know, my why is my youngest child. I see, you know, we go out to eat a lot. And I notice him eating a lot of not great foods. And I'm sitting there eating my salad in front of him or whatever. But I know that over time, my working out, my being fit, it's going to change his life. He's going to see that he, you know, he goes around, he works out with me, you know, he's making his muscles and stuff. And I want to make sure that my kids never have to face obesity. It's, you know, I just don't want it. And so I know that I'm an example to him. And more than that, not just in my fitness, but also in working this business, he's going to see me, my work ethic. He's going to see my desire to help other people. So I know that I cannot teach him by what I say to him, but I have to teach him by what I do in my life. And that drives me forward on a day-to-day basis that I see him and have the opportunity to inspire others. And as I do that, I inspire him as well.
See, awesome.
I love that. I just love that. That's awesome.
That's what Team Beachbody is. I mean, there's really not going to be, you know, an obesity epidemic in the households of Beachbody coaches, you know, and that's because we're setting an example. And, you know, that's Ron Bradley, guys. He's one of my diamond coaches, and he's one of the most inspirational guys I've met. And
I would say the most awesome thing I've ever seen is my little niece, even when she was like one or two, like I get down, I start doing my push-ups and stuff, and she get down there and she start mimicking me, only 2 years old, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. That's my girl. I was like, do it, do it. She was doing push-ups better than friends that I had that were like 18, 19 years old.
You're definitely a your kids are basically going to mimic what we do, and we're a microphone, and they're going to do everything that we say and they hear. So why not choose healthier habits right from the get-go? So
like what he said about his son actually reminded me of, long story short, but I babysat. I think me and you started talking right after that. I babysat for my friends, and she's overweight. The daddy is overweight, and the son's overweight. And me and her like had a big fight over her son. And it was one of those fights that you try to avoid, but it ended up turning into a big fight just for the main reason. They feed him whenever he wants. Somebody goes in the kitchen, and he thinks he needs to eat. Every single time, he needs to eat. And it all started because I told her that wasn't healthy, that was going to cause emotional attachment to food and all kinds of stuff like that, and it caused a big fight.
Well,
that was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
If he's running to the refrigerator and he's eating every so often, he's not getting the nutrients that he needs initially. Like, he's eating the wrong things. And that's why he keeps running to the refrigerator. So maybe just a way to present it to her is, like, maybe we just need to make sure he's eating the right things, not necessarily just always going to the refrigerator and shoving junk in his face.
Well, she tried to bring the nutrition fact into it. And I love reading nutrition books. I've always got my head stuck in some kind of nutrition book. And she said, well, children's bellies are, you know, children get hungrier better than we do, faster than we do. And, you know, their little bodies are always growing, da-da-da-da, so they need more nutrients than us. I said, true. But you need to substitute some of those meals with snacks, not shoving fried fish sticks down his face.
And nutrients, I mean, the amount of nutrients you're going to find in a fried fish stick is not going to be very many. Like, you know, shove a carrot in his mouth. It's totally different than, you know, a Twinkie versus a carrot is a huge difference.
Exactly. And I'm scared to death of what I'm going to see when he gets older. And, I mean, I actually had him doing push-ups one day when I was babysitting. I was doing my daily push-ups and working out and stuff. And he got down there trying to do it. And I just grinned and thought to myself, I wish, you know, if I was your mother, then things would be different. But I just grinned to myself. But I try to do what little bit I can with them and be an influence on their life.
You're gonna
be. Sounds like your heart's in the right place, at least.
Yep. Okay,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I've actually known that boy since he was born.
The next page talks about business goals and income expectations, and I've always been a big fan of putting the word realistic in here because, you know, a network marketing business is what you make of it. So I like to set realistic goals from the get-go. That's what I did for myself. So, you know, you can definitely shoot for the stars, but let me keep you grounded for your first year and give you guys something to kind of shoot for. I usually review at the bottom my own income expectations for my first year, but before we do that, you know, you have got to set what I would call business hours for yourself. And that, first of all, means treating this like a business. You know, I mentioned it earlier, but at $14.99 a month, too many of us do not treat this like a business. They treat it like a fan club membership, a Netflix membership. It's only 15 bucks a month. You know, what am I really losing? I just don't want to put the effort into it. You got to look at it the other way. You have an amazing opportunity at 15 bucks a month to help a lot of people and to really help yourself. So what you need to do first is get in the mentality that you're treating this like a business. You know, and that's what the three questions ask. First one is, you know, how many hours per day can you commit to your business? Everyone's got different schedules. There's 19 people on this call, and I'm sure every single one of them has a different schedule. So you have to first look at your schedule and put down how many hours can you commit. As a new coach, you should be wanting to put some considerable time in here, you know, and prospect and go on Facebook and read statuses and contact people in your, you know, community of friends and family and coworkers. You know, that's what your early days as a new coach is going to be like. Get yourself to Emerald as quickly as possible. Focus on Success Club. You know, but in order to do all that, you got to set some office hours. You got to set some time. You got to make sure your family's aware that you're going to lock yourself in a room for an hour a day or 2 hours a day. So how many hours a day can you commit to your business? Write it down in there and stick to it. You know, the second one talks about how many days can you commit those hours. Every day's different, you know, of a week for somebody. Especially with spring coming up right now, you know, you got kids softball and soccer and everything else, and it's no different in my household, but the reality of it is I still make time for my business. For me, a lot of the time I do is, or, you know, sometimes during the day I'm able to double dip with the current day job that I have, but I'm also putting some time in at night. You know, my time is kind of now until like sometimes 12 or 1 in the morning. I'm a night owl. So how many days can you commit those hours you put in the previous one? And then finally, you're going to take those and you're going to write down the total number of hours a week that you're willing to work your business. And I'd advise you guys to, you know, you can come back and change it, write it in pencil so you can erase it and maybe change it, because you're going to find that your drive for this business is going to increase as you get a kick out of helping more people and seeing, you know, your paychecks going up. You're going to want to put more time in it. You know, I've always kind of loved the saying that I'm working full-time on my job and part-time on my future, part-time on my fortune. It's a great saying. I actually have it written on my refrigerator. You know, that's a great, great saying. You know, I'm working full-time on my job and part-time on my fortune. And I am. So it's just, I pinch myself that we get paid to do this every single day. So that's what, you know, that's what I mean by realistic business goals is, you know, those come from looking at your realistic life and writing down what can you do right now. So make sure you guys are doing that. The bottom part talks about income expectations. And this is where I kind of like to put a parallel here and just tell you guys what I put down for my first year, because I thought these were realistic, and I achieved all three of them. You know, my first month, I definitely wanted to break even. And when I say break even, for me that meant pay for the supplements I was already buying. You know, pay for the Shakeology, pay for my recovery drink, my vitamins, my protein powder. You know, I was spending probably in the vicinity of $200 to $225 a month on my supplements, which I'd have been spending if I wasn't a coach anyways. So why not become a coach and try to make some money to pay for those? And that was a lofty goal as the first month. I'd basically make about $60 to $70 every week. And I'd done that in my first month. It was through communicating, you know, doing what we're going to do a little bit later, creating a couple lists, contacting people about me being a coach now, contacting people that I spend money with myself and letting them know I'm doing something. I'd love to get your view on it. And getting some people going on Shakeology, getting some sales of P90X and, you know, programs that I was passionate about. So I was able to do that in my first month. That was my first month's goal, to pay, basically break even, pay for my supplements. My six-month goal is a little bit more lofty. I wanted to pay for, I had a Trailblazer payment at the time, which I don't anymore thanks to Beachbody. And I have, and I still have to this day, which I could pay it off at any time, I just haven't pulled the trigger yet, an RV payment for a travel trailer that we go camping in every year. I wanted to make those two payments, which was about $400 to $450 bucks every single month. And so I set my six-month goal to be making, you know, I put basically those amounts. I wanted to make about $500 bucks a month to do it. That meant now I had to make about $125 bucks a week. And lo and behold, by working my business, you know, and just really going after it, I was more or less up to about $900 bucks a month by month number six. You know, almost getting close to $1,000 bucks a month, $250 bucks a week. You know, through obviously building a team of coaches by my month number six. You know, once you build a team of coaches, you start to get into the psycho bonuses. And more importantly, seeing my commission side grow with more Shakeology customers, more, you know, just more retail sales. So that was my six-month goal. My 12-month goal was something that I just didn't think was going to be achievable in my first year. I wanted to make a second house payment. You know, that was about $1,000 a month for me. And I was making, at the end of the year, guys, $1,600 bucks a month, about $400 bucks a week. And these all came from me writing my goals down earlier and writing business hours down and sticking to it. It was by just applying myself. But what it all comes down to is treating this like a business. It's hard for a lot of people because, you know, Lance, you were on the call and we talked about it earlier. You know, when you build a brick-and-mortar business, you know, even if you're just freaking building a hot dog stand, Larry Zimberg likes to talk about this in the game plan. If you got a hot dog stand in New York City, you got to buy the stand. You got to buy the products. You got to buy the hot dogs. You know, there's significant investment in there. So, heck, yeah, you're going to treat it like a business. You're going to do everything you can to promote yourself. There's no investment here. There's a $40 join fee, which is $15 you know, your first month and $25. And there's no brick-and-mortar business to buy, so that's a downfall, in my opinion. Sometimes I wish it was more that we charge per month to be a coach because people would take this more seriously. You guys have an amazing opportunity at $15 a month. Take it and look at it that way. Treat this like a business. Any questions, guys, on this page? It's pretty self-explanatory, you know. Just treat it like a business. Set some hours and set some income expectations that meets your needs. If anybody lofty enough on this call to match my one-year goal wants to make more than a house payment every month?
Well, I think just one thing I want to say, if you can hear me, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, this is Jason, Jeff's coach, and, you know, it's neat to be here 2 years later and see him saying, you know, what he initially said, you know, back when he was getting started, doing his getting started, right, and, you know, to see the fact that he achieved all of them. So, you know, just talking the talk here and walking the walk. So, you know, really think about these goals, and, you know, 2 years later, you'll be the one hosting the call talking about how you're achieving your goals too.
And, guys, that's Jason Debo, my coach. He likes to pop in and check on me from time to time.
Nice.
How about you, Lance? Do you have a goal for 12 months?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm, like, hours into this, but I'm already formulating in my head what a realistic goal might be, one that's ambitious enough to motivate myself to actually develop my business.
Cool.
And that's part of it. And I've been in business for years, and goal setting is something I've always done. So I'll spend some time, honestly. I'll spend, you know, a few hours noodling through this. You know, a realistic goal, and I want to start, you know, building the business around that goal and setting up the ambition goals.
Yeah.
So I imagine in 24 hours we'll have this filled in pretty good.
Good, good. You guys, Lance in his defense joined us a couple hours ago. He's my newest coach. So, any other comments, guys, before we move on to walking the walk, setting your own nutrition and fitness goals? Guys, this is really where the rubber meets the road. I mean, this is really where you are going to make or break your business is the example that you set. you know, you hold yourself accountable every day, you know, by your own standards when you're a coach. That really is important. You know, this page talks about committing to a Beachbody fitness program, committing to Shakeology. You know, obviously there's other nutritionals you might do, but every coach needs to commit to Shakeology. And I'm going to explain why in a second, and Jason can put his two cents in there. And then setting yourself a fitness goal. You know, my goals are very different than they were when I first became a coach and had some fitness goals. You know, I'm at a point now where most people, I'm proud to say, I'm actually trying to gain some weight in the form of muscle now. So I'm at a point where I'm tweaking things. But a lot of people, you see, just want to lose weight and have more energy. That's a lot of people's first sets of goals. Nothing wrong with that. You know, the first one, you know, hopefully everybody on this call is doing or will be doing. I know for a fact Lance is one of the insane people like myself getting ready to start Asylum. So, you know, that's what he's going to write in there. But everybody else hopefully is writing Insanity or P90X or Power 90, maybe Slim and Six. You're writing a program down because, after all, you are a Beachbody coach. That's what you're going to be promoting. That's pretty simple. Commit to a program and press play every day. Nutritionals, you know, this is where I'm going to step on my soapbox for just a second and tell you guys, you know, a big tip that I learned and Jason even learned later than we wish we would have learned earlier is, you know, whether you believe it or not, your opportunity to really grow as a coach and see a check that's rising, you know, is going to come from Shakeology. It's not going to come from Power 90, P90X, Insanity, Asylum. Those are all great programs, and for the most part, they're the face of Beachbody. You know, everyone's heard of P90X. Now, a lot of people have heard of Shakeology, but that's where our job as a coach is to explain that. But the real network opportunity, the real point, I think, where Jason saw growth in his business and I've saw it in mine, is when Shakeology came out. Shakeology is, in my opinion, the number one health and fitness supplement on the market, pan down. The only one that's endorsed by the American Diabetes Association, and doctors all over the world are coming to Beachbody asking to endorse it. And you can see that on the 100 Doctors Don't Lie video. Go on your page. Go to Shakeology.com/your screen name and click on that last tab, the doctors, and watch that video if you haven't done it yet. And my point being, guys, is that this is the opportunity for you to see significant growth in your business and to help a lot of people, which is more important than anything else. You have to be a product of the product. You've got to be doing Shakeology every single day. And if you're not, you're just missing out, plain and simple. So I want all my coaches, and I'm almost at the point now where I'm expecting all of my coaches on my team and my downline to be on Shakeology Home Direct. That's the only way that your story is going to resonate or have any clout with the people you talk to. So I want everyone to write down Shakeology in there and make me a profit and do it. Anything you want to add to that, Jason?
Well, yeah, you know, we just came off the big Super Saturday, and everybody was super excited walking away with that Success Club 5 goal for the first month. And I think the truth is that once you get that first month of Success Club 5, you're like, that wasn't that hard. And the reason that people aren't achieving it is that they're not setting the goal for themselves. And, you know, Jeff and I were the same ways when they first came out with the Success Club, like, you know, I'm not going to bend over backwards to do this. If I make it, I make it. But once we got that first month in, and I'm sure Jeff would attest to that, is that we haven't fallen out. If you look at the boards to this day, you know, I'm like 12 or 13 months in a row, and Jeff is, you know, just about the same number. So what I would convince everybody is to give it a try to get to that. Now, how do you get to Success Code 5? And I think I talked to Michael Neiman yesterday at the corporate about this. Is like, the way to do it is to buy a package of Shakeology, 24 packs, and intend on handing all those out. If you hand out 24 packs of Shakeology, Jeff is awesome about always getting their email when you do it. You know, you give them the recipe cards so they can try different ways. But if you're handing out 24 packs, there's going to be at least, you know, 10 people that when you write them, they're interested in pursuing more. Now it's simply, well, great. Do you want to pay $129 for it or $89? And so if you can find one guy a month that says, yeah, I want to try that at $129, and two guys a month that say they want to try it at the discounted price of $89, you're Success Club 5. It's really that simple. But in order to be able to sell it, you have to be doing it so you know how great it affects your life. And I'm always amazed when I get off the Shakeology for a few days and I get back on, just the more energy I have, the better I feel. And you know, it comes right down to the ingredients in that shake. So definitely, as Jeff was recommending, you know, get yourself, I would even say, you know, a box on Home Direct that you can do every day, and then right off the bat, order a separate box that you plan on handing out.
Yep. And, you know, since Jason brought it up, guys, I mentioned at the start of the call that I wanted to talk about Success Club and all of my Getting Started Right calls, because a lot of new coaches might not know what that is. Success Club is just how Jason described. It's 5 points a month from new coaches and customers who start on Shakeology Home Direct to get 2 points for a coach, 1 point for a customer. And the reason I wanted to talk about it a little bit more, everything in our Team Beachbody coaching business is really achieved and happens just by focusing on one simple thing in your business, meeting Success Club. You're obviously making Success Club every month, so you're getting the consecutive months you need to be eligible for the Beachbody trips. Like Jason and I just came back from the Caribbean. It was just for meeting Success Club nine months last year. You have to make it 9 of the 12 months. And for coaches that are brand new coaches on this call, which are most of you, there's a fast track. You only have to do it for 6 months and get to Diamond in 90 days, and you're on the trip. So, you know, people like Lee and Lance and Steven, your new coaches, you have a fast track as a new coach. You get to Diamond in 90 days and make Success Club just 6 months. It's the same as me and Jason doing it for 9 of the 12 months. So, but more importantly, you also have got two new coaches in your business and a customer every month. So you do that for 12 months. You've just gotten 24 new coaches in your business and at least 12 new customers on Shakeology Home Direct. Your paychecks are going up. So you're seeing a residual effect of Success Club in your business. You're also Success Club. You're eligible for the Shakeology Customer Wheel. When you make Success Club every single month, and I talked to you a little about this earlier, Lance, but for those other coaches, you know, Beachbody's basically got fitness lists they've bought or gotten through means, and they got marketing firms calling these people on these lists, and these people, their sole ambition is to get people going on Shakeology. What Beachbody's doing is they're being very successful getting people off these lists and their firms to call these people to go on Shakeology. They're not only giving you that customer, they're giving you the sale. You didn't even do nothing. So I'm seeing two or three people a week, as many as 7 to 8 a month, pop in my back office as a $30 commission for free. So that also comes with, you know, with Success Club. You know, anything I'm missing, Jason? I know there's probably a couple more things I'm missing.
You know, that's the gist of it. In order to get Success Club 5, you have to have one coach every month, and then the other 3 points could be from customers, and that's just getting to try Shakeology. And, you know, it is a home direct order, but they can cancel as soon as they get the first one they need. But, you know, of course, if you try it, you're not going to want to cancel. And I think the other thing I want to add is, you know, today is the 9th or the 10th of April. And today I just went Success Club 10. So, you know, this is possible to do. And if you kind of hit it hard at the beginning of the month, but the rest of the month is downhill and you can kind of, you know, coast a little bit.
Yep. And
so it's definitely possible. And Jeff and I both didn't feel good about it when it started, but now it's a necessity every month. And if you're not setting that minimal goal for yourself, you know, what goal are you setting?
Yep. So, I mean, you know, for new coaches, sometimes I always had a hard time setting up for, you know, what do you do as a new coach? You know, you get to Emerald, you do this and that. Well, just focus on Success Club. If you make Success Club, for instance, any new coach on this call, you've gotten your two new coaches probably. If you've gotten, you know, you can get 2 points for a coach. You now just went Emerald just by doing Success Club. So focus on Success Club. What I would advise you guys all to do if you want to learn more, go into your back office, click on News and Training, and click on Success Club. It's a complete page that documents everything.
Can I say something about that real quick, too, from Success Club?
You bet, Ron.
For those that are on this call that are new, that are intimidated to talk to people, or maybe even intimidated about giving out your names because you don't want to feel like, oh, my gosh, you know, I've gotten into this thing, and I don't want to be that pushy guy or that pushy person or whatever, I can tell you that the success of Jason, Jeffrey, myself, none of us are pushy. We just are good at sharing information. So if you're willing to share your Facebook contact list with us and allow us to go in and message some of your contacts or whatever, all of us that are in your upline, we're willing, whoever sponsor you, or, you know, your diamond coach or whatever, we are willing to go in and help you with that and get you, help you get to that success club point on a three-way call or whatever. We'll help with that first, second, third month, whatever you need it. We're there for you to support you. We want you to see Success Club, and we're not going to let you, you know, do this on your own if you don't want to. You don't have to do this on your own. Be willing to let us help you, and you're going to see Success Club, and you're going to see some paychecks, which is great because we want to help you get your product paid for.
Yep. You know, and Jason mentioned one thing, too, that really works well for me is, you know, one of my shipments every month, I get three of Shakeology, is a box of samples. And, you know, up until this point, I've been doing exactly what Jason said. I've been handing all 24 out. But Ron has given me the idea, and he's been doing it for a little while. And, Jason, it's been really working well for me, is if for those new coaches who just can't afford to buy an additional box, you know, in addition to your right now, you know, there's still a way for you to do that and get some customers. You buy a box so you can fork out the money initially, but you can sell seven-day trial packs. And I said sell, you know, because a lot of people might be scared off by the price at the start. You can sell them seven-day weekly packs for, you know, $25 to $30, which is going to cover the cost of your box. So if you sell three of those seven-day packs, you've just gotten rid of 21 of the 24. There's still three that you can give out. And you've made every penny back that you spent on that box. But what happens is people are more, you know, willing to try it for $30, you know, versus the 90 or the 120. They try it for a week, and after they try it for a week, all their objections, all their worries about the money goes out the door. They come back, they're like, this is incredible. You know, I've lost 5 pounds, 6 pounds this week. My energy's through the roof, and they just know how they feel, so all their objections go out, and you just got yourself a customer or a coach. So you have the ability to still purchase a pack and make the money back if you want to try it that way versus, you know, what me and Jason do more is give packs out. You know, one single for someone to try. So that's another alternative that you guys can do into your business. So we kind of digressed there, but I did want to talk about Success Club because it's so important, and I've not really started talking about it until just the last couple of weeks on my Getting Started Right calls. So it's very important that new coaches really are aware of what Success Club is and how focusing on one thing, even as a new coach, automatically builds your business. It's something easy to shoot for versus 101 things as a new coach that's going through your mind. Everything happens from Success Club. Any guys, any questions on walking the walk, you know, being a product of the product, setting your fitness and nutrition goals? At the bottom of that page, you see Wowie Super Gym. Does anybody on the call not know what Wowie Super Gym is? I'm going to take no responses. Everybody knows what it is, and hopefully you're logging all your workouts every day. You need to be logging your workouts from day one as a coach, even though it might not be a requirement. It is when you get to Emerald, if you want the free customers that Beachbody gives you when you get to Emerald status. So you need to be logging your workouts, even from day one. Nothing I hate hearing more is when a new coach does everything they need to do to get to Emerald, and they don't get their free customers, and come to find out they haven't been logging their workouts. They have to wait in 8 extra days. You need 8 in the system and a 30-day rolling calendar. But to me, 8's unacceptable. If we're walking the walk and talking the talk, we should have at least 25, if not more, workouts logged every single month, every 6 days a week. So everybody know what Wowie is? Plus, they give you free money and cameras. My wife won a digital camera. Jason's won something. I had a coach win $1,000. One of my direct sponsor coaches, January 1st, 2010, won $1,000 for logging his X-Stretch workout in P90X. They pick one random person every day, 7 people a week. Okay, I'm going to jump off the soapbox there if everybody knows. And you know, hopefully we've come across that the importance of Shakeology, guys, and how it really is the center of your business. Like I said, you're going to sell a lot of programs, but you know, Shakeology is really where you're going to see the residual come in month after month. 70% of the people that go on Shakeology, 70% plus, stay on it month after month. Okay, the next page talks about your support team. And what's really cool on this call is you have just about everybody that I want to talk about on this call. I want you guys all to write down in that top left corner who your coach is, their email, and their phone number. You know, I'm going to pick on you. You're still on the call, Christy?
Yes, I'm here.
Yep, you're going to write down Dave Edmonds' information right there. You know, he's your direct coach. Your star diamond coach, and I'm using Chrissy as an example, your star diamond coach is going to be me. You're going to write down, actually over to the right, you're going to write diamond coach. Jason brought up a good point last week. I'm also a star diamond coach, but use that star diamond blank. Don't write my name twice. You know, I'm your diamond coach. You can write Jason's name in there. Chrissy, you have my information for those that don't. You know, Jeff Armbruster, my email address is Jeffrey Spartan, R-E-Y Jeffrey Spartan at charter.net. And my phone number is 989-284-1502. And then Star Diamond Coach for my team, and I'm going to ask Steven to kind of do it for his here in a second. Star Diamond Coach, Jason Diebold, Jason at puckhead.org. And then, Jason, repeat your phone number.
Sure. It's just 678-361-4140. And, you know, Jeff, if you need Aaron's information, we can do that too.
Hey, that's – if anybody wants our founding coach, Aaron Mathis, go ahead, Jason. He's probably pulling up on his phone right now.
Yeah, I just got to get back to my my Beach Buddy page.
Well, while you're pulling that up, because it's going to be the same for Steven, I'll give him the opportunity to get his information for Diamond Coach, because both of us, me and Steven, are Jason's a Star Diamond. So, Steven, why don't you give your information for your coaches for Diamond?
My information is coachsteven.com, and my phone number, the best way to get a hold of me, is 989-798-4422.
And then if you want to create a little blank in there for founding coach, Jason's probably got Aaron pulled up by now.
Yeah, we're ready.
Go for it.
Yeah, it's Aaron Mathis. That's AaronMathis. His phone number is 360-200-2510. And his email is airdog, AIRDOG, 2K, the number 2, the letter K, at msn.com. And, you know, last time I did a game plan, we just sat there and we called up Aaron. You know, he's more than happy to pick up the phone. And, you know, he's talked for 2 minutes and kind of inspired the brand new coach. That was actually one of, you know, my downline, Jay Jorgensen, the new coach. So I think it's just neat to try to do that during all your GSRs and get somebody on the phone.
Yep. And, guys, I'm going to take an opportunity and tease my Thursday team call. We've got Aaron Mathis joining my call this Thursday. So it's a great opportunity for my new coaches to definitely start getting in the habit of coming to my Thursday night team call. That's where all my coaches are going to be on. I usually have, you know, anywhere from 50 to 70 people each call now as my team grows, and get an opportunity to meet our founding coach, Aaron Mathis. Great guy. He's one of the most down-to-earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coachsteven@gmail.com. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know if any of the coaches on this call need my diamond information.
Yeah. Is there anybody on the call from Ron Bradley's team? You know what? It's still good to share, Ron. You're a diamond in our team, so give it.
Okay. My email, the easiest way to get a hold of me is me@ronniebradley.com.
And shoot your phone number, brother.
And then area code 407-485-3311.
So the one coach from Tampa, Florida that said earlier, there's another Florida person for you to connect with. And obviously, every one of us, I bet you everybody on this call, including the leaders that just gave their information, are on Facebook. That's Beachbody hasn't grasped that in the GSR yet, but Facebook is obviously a great way to communicate too.
Yeah, well, I bet I'm still the only person from Louisiana.
Well, you better get it, girl. You need it. Facebook is one of the biggest ways that my business has just blown up.
I'm trying Facebook, but most people around here are very cheap. Trying.
Well, that's the great thing about Facebook is that you can communicate with people all over the country.
I have found some new friends. I do have two different Facebooks. I have one with a bunch of my friends on it and one that I'm trying to mainly keep clients and Team Beachbody friends on.
Yeah, that's a big trend that's happening now. So I think you're going to see a lot of that. I know Jason, myself, and Ron. I'm not sure if you've done it yet, Stevan. We've created coaching pages that we're going to slowly migrate over to in time. So, okay, guys, the last quadrant on that page is coach relations. Anything that your coach can't help you with because of logistical reasons, you know, the system and that, like getting a credit card changed on file, tracking an order that hasn't shown up in the system yet, moving a coach that you signed within that first 72 hours, and remind me, guys, since I just said that 72-hour rule, to kind of tease a call that I just taped from last Thursday. We talked about the 12 things you should know as a new coach. We taped that call. Remind me to give you guys the call-in information for that, something great for new coaches to listen to. But anyways, anything that you need to do logistical-wise, you know, coach relations. They are our dedicated coaching hotline. I'm proud to say it's not like calling the phone company or the IRS where you feel like you're guilty. These guys are there to help you. They're awesome to work with. I can't say ever anymore, but very, very rarely have I ever been disappointed calling them. They're awesome to work with, and they're basically 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern time or 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time. They're open for us. And on Wednesday, which is our last day of our pay period, so you new coaches know, Thursday is the first day, Wednesday is the last. On Wednesday nights, they're open until midnight Eastern time or 9 p.m. their time for us. And the pay period ends on Eastern time zone. So midnight on Wednesday night, the pay period ends. So if you want to go Emerald before this coming pay period ends, you need to do it before Wednesday night. Ron, while I'm thinking about it, before this call ends, remind me to give out the call information for the 12 things new coaches should know before this call ends. That's your task to keep me honest there. Okay, did you get that, Ron? I think Ron dropped. Stevan, you do it for me. Is anybody there?
No problem.
Okay, cool. Okay, the next page, guys, talks about training and events. There is 101 different ways to plug into Team Beachbody. And when I started plugging into all the ways, things really started to happen again. There's Beachbody home parties, briefings, there's training events, team calls, webinars. We're going to talk very briefly about each one of them. Somebody talked about wanting to do a Beachbody home party coming up in the near future, and that's such an awesome way for a new coach to really do it as far as introducing yourself into your community of friends, family members, and coworkers, or people in your apartment complex, anywhere. And you don't need to be, ashamed of doing a Beachbody home party. One of our coolest coaches in our network, Tommy Migrant, likes to call them shake and shimmy parties. For those people that don't like the word home party, you know, they associate that with like a candle party or a pampered chef or a Mary Kay party. Do what you need to do. When he sends invites out and his coaching team, they call them shake and shimmy parties. And I think that's awesome. I think you might actually hear that being mentioned at corporate summit, but they're basically a way to get people in front of you, 10, 15, 20, 30 people, and you're going to introduce them to what Beachbody is all about, whether it's the programs and products that we have. Luckily enough, if you're lucky enough to have a coach in your local area that's got a diamond pack, they come out and support you and bring all the products with them and have them laid out for people to touch and feel. You're going to have supplements like Shakeology on hand. You're going to blend it up, mix it up for people to sample. I've not been to a home party, guys, that I have not done with my team or I have not seen a series of either coaches or Shakeology customers come out of a home party. And it's not for just girls. It's definitely for guys, too. You can do it in an easy way. Someone mentioned about doing it. They'd done that one after the Super Bowl party. Had a little Beachbody thing after it was all said and done and got himself a few Shakeology customers. So a home party. There's actually a video in our back office that talks all about that. It's under the video library. I think it's under retailing. And then somewhere in there you'll find it. It's a Beachbody home party video. So just think of a Beachbody home party as your coming out party. And I encourage every new coach to try to get something that done in their first month. Anything you want to add, Jason, to home party?
Yeah, I mean, similar, Jeff and I used to say, oh, you know, maybe we'll do this, maybe we won't. But it really is a requirement. You don't see a new McDonald's open up on the corner without big balloons and one of these wavy, hot, you know, hot air things where the kids can jump inside. They have a party to announce they're in business. And so if you can even invite over five people, you know, that maybe it's your favorite show, Desperate Housewives or something every week, afterwards you watch this 15-minute video, and even if they're not interested, chances are one of their five friends is interested, and now they know you're in business doing this, because it hurts your heart and your soul when you see that, you know, your neighbor just bought Insanity or the new Asylum, and, you know, you lost out in that commission. So let people know you're in business, and that's really all this is. It doesn't have to be creepy, weird. Just tell them, you know, come on over during an event that you're going to do anyway and throw in the Team Beachbody video. It doesn't have to be hard, but at this point, it is a requirement.
Yep. I'm doing two of them next weekend, Jason. Two of my coaches, I'm doing one on Saturday and one on Sunday. So, you know, they're definitely becoming more popular within my team, and I'm going back and revisiting every coach and asking them to have one. So,
well, there's no coincidence that Jeff's success is tied, you know, to doing other events like this. So if you want similar success to guys like Steven, Jeff, and myself, do the things we're doing. Obviously, Jeff's doing home party.
The next one, guys, is weekly briefing, Beachbody briefing. And, you know, what that basically is a weekly opportunity call or meeting that you are doing yourself, or for those of you on this call, you're lucky enough to be in a team that does them every Tuesday night. Jason and I started our weekly briefing up again. It's on Tuesday nights, guys, at 9 p.m. Every Tuesday night, we are online on a GoToWebinar meeting, and we're presenting what coaching is all about in a slideshow and taking any questions and sending these people back to you to follow up with and hopefully get them on board as coaches. This meeting is not icky. It's not gross. It's just information. A lot of the people on these calls sometimes don't announce themselves, and that's okay. We see a number of people on the line, and we go up there and just present what the opportunity is all about. You know, what is Beachbody coaching?
I am Christy, and I'm here to announce myself.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
And what is it not? You know, what is it not? So, you know, that's what we do on Tuesday nights. This team is very well equipped in the sense that we do several calls every week. You have a tremendous support system, and you should be very happy that you're in the team that you are. We care about our coaches. We're out there doing things until the point where we've almost come out of the nest and started doing these calls, and some, you know, really kind of for most part become peers of ours and doing things on your own. But until then, we will continue to support the downline. And that's what we do with our Beachbody briefings on Tuesday nights. So what you need to simply write down there is Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And we always post all the details in our team pages. Jason puts them in his. I'm sure Steven's putting them in his, Ron's putting them in his, and I'm putting them in mine. So you're all covered. You're going to see that. The reason we can't give you the information now is every time we set up a go-to meeting, obviously the links change. So just know that it's Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. If you have somebody that you already have in mind interested in coaching, send them to us, and we'll send them back to you. Any questions on Beachbody briefing, guys?
Well, the opportunity here is that, you know, you're just getting started. You don't have to be an expert on how the cycle bonus maxes out at $4,000, you know, per week as a one star, because Jeff and I are experts in that. So you just get the guys there. We do the selling. You know, it's just such an easy way to build your business.
Yep. Always remember, guys, that there's a word team in front of Beachbody. We are a team. Your success is our success, and your failures are ours. So we are going to help you guys out as much as possible and as much as you want help. You guys run, we're going to run. It's that simple. Training events. There are several training events live in person on a monthly basis. If you go into the back office, the coach online office, and for those of you that don't know what that is yet, you're a new coach, you're on your main blue page, all you have to click on is coach online office. It takes you into your own private desk, virtual desk with Beachbody. That's where you're going to track everything. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But what that office has, what we're talking about here, is a tab called News and Training and Events. When you click on that, you can see where Beachbody's coming to live. Just off the top of my head, because I'm thinking about it, for you, Lance, who's a brand new coach, Beachbody's coming live to New York in May. I think it's May 21st. They're going to be in Rochester. I don't know how far you are from Rochester. It's coach training. It's a one-day training. It's going to cost you, it's either 10 or 20 bucks. But Beachbody's coming out, and you're going to have probably 200 to 250 coaches that will be there, all for the same reason, to get a taste of Beachbody corporate coach training. Remind me, send me a Facebook message later, and I'll send you the details and where to register. Hopefully you're available. I just thought in the back of my head. And for those in Ohio, they're going to be in Ohio on May 14th, or near Ohio. And I'm trying to either get to one of those two. And at this point, it looks like I'm going to be going to the New York event. So I'm really considering going to New York on May 21st. I like to support our local events, just to kind of give you an idea. A couple weeks ago, we had the game plan. We had Beachbody come to Michigan. Jason and I kind of worked to bring them here. And what was cool is we saw a lot of our coaches from Ohio and our Star Diamond coaches from Ohio and Illinois in attendance because, you know, myself and Jason have went to their events in their states. So we're a family, and it's nothing more, you know, than that. So for those of you guys that can get to New York, those are the two most recent events that I know are coming up. New York, May 21st, and Columbus, Ohio, May 14th. Beachbody's coming live. And I'm going to post those links in our team page tonight, and I'm going to ask that Ron, Steven, and Jason will do the same thing so those that are on the call tonight can register and get to those events. But for those of you that's not feasible to get to those two states, every single month they're putting on two or three game plans all over the country. I was just in Florida in February to go to Ron Bradley's game plan event, and I've been, like I said, to Ohio, Illinois, Indiana for these events, and they're all over the country, guys, so expect to see a training event in your neck of the woods very soon. Any questions on live training events and where to find them? Cool. Team calls, like I mentioned earlier. Tonight's call is not necessarily a team call. It's a Getting Started Right call. Tuesday is the business opportunity call. Every Thursday night on this phone number that you dialed in, every Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern time, every Thursday night, 8:30, anybody in my downline or Steven's or Ron's, I mean, it doesn't matter. Anybody, we're all on one team here, all the Diamond coaches. I have my team call at 8:30 on Thursday nights, and that is nothing more than us discussing our coaching, celebrating recognition. We always have guest speakers coming on, going over key tips to know as a coach. Anything and everything is discussed on the team calls. It's usually between 60 and 90 minutes, and usually we have about, like I said earlier, between 50 and 75 people in attendance for every call. You know, I wish there was more. My downline's 1,000 deep, but you see the coaches that come on these calls that are serious about their business. So Thursday night team calls. Your team is equipped, once again, with more support in the form of a weekly team call as well. Anything you want to add to that, Jason?
No, that's good. I know Jeff is great about handing out like a weekly challenge, and I've created this online calendar. It's, you know, no custom links. It's just trying to encompass all the events that are out there to do, you know, each day every week. And that's Cal, C-A-L, you know, like calendar, C-A-L, .puckhead.org. And that's the challenge that I would give is that, you know, leaders on this call, you know, start either utilizing that one or just get familiar with Google Calendars and how the calendars work instead of Mac, you know, the iCal.
Can we be
it's so neat to keep everything together and track, and it provides an easy resource for everybody on this call to go look at to see when the next business opportunity is or the next team call. And if we're all doing that, then it's a no-brainer to teach that to your downlines too.
Cool. I'm going to utilize yours. Why reinvent the wheel? Okay, guys, the last one on here, the final way to plug in is webinars. every single one of you is probably getting emails already as a coach, unless you just joined today, at the email address that you registered with from Beachbody for a number of things. You're going to see some of those emails in the form of notices about webinars, webinars on coaching, webinars on fitness, webinars on genealogy, webinars on everything. Beachbody is putting on meetings all the time with our coaches and from corporate, and they're putting out there on the web go-to meetings. And you can join from the comfort of your own home in your pajamas. So there's webinars, too, that Beachbody is putting on. Kind of what we're doing tonight is a form of a webinar, or really more importantly, Tuesday what we do is a webinar when we show slides and that. So there's webinars, too, that you guys can plug into. So keep an eye on not only your email that talks about that, but under, once again, under events and news and training, you'll see a tab for webinars. They list them there. The final thing that's not mentioned in my book here, but I know it's on the people that got it online pulled up, the weekly coach call every Monday, tomorrow, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time all the way up to 12 Eastern time is a national coach call. So for those of you with day jobs, don't fret. They record these calls, and they're placed in the back office under news and training and webinars and conference calls. They're placed there every single week for people that have the day jobs that can't listen live to listen to. These are not your corporate shave-your-head-drink-the-Kool-Aid type calls. These are coach calls. Beachbody invites somebody in our network of coaches who is really making a difference to speak every single week. That's 20 of the 30 minutes of the call every single week is listening to the success of a coach and what's working, because once again, it's sharing, and, you know, you guys can plug that type of thing into your own business. Do the same things. Maybe get an idea. They always start the call off with a recognition, people that have changed ranks, you know, star diamonds and diamonds. And then they always end the call with Carl Deichler giving a very motivational little, you know, topic that he talks about. And in between, it's that coach talking about the success of their business. So these are great calls, and the fact that they're really us talking to us. So every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 Mountain or 11 Central, the National Coach Call. You can get the details for that under the back office on the right side. On the main page, it says, you know, featured news. It's always right there. Or your email every single week is sent. Usually Wednesday or Tuesday, they send the email from Beachbody with all the information on how to dial into that. That's training and events, guys. Are there any questions on anything? Home parties, briefings, training events, team calls, webinars, national coach call? Plug in. Take your virtual plug out of your stomach and plug in, or your brain mainly. We've got to be careful we say stomach here, beach body, brain. Okay, guys, the next page is you. It's your accounts. It's your websites. It gives you examples and pictures of everything that you see that's given to you as part of your $15 a month. You're given a teambeachbody.com/your screen name. You're given beachbodycoach.com/your screen name. You're also given shakeology.com/your screen name. All of those can be editable to what you personally want on them. You know, take a look at mine. Take a look at Jason's. Take a look at your own and build it up. Nothing I hate more than going to one of my coaches' pages and seeing the generic silhouette of a man or a woman as their profile picture and no story written. That irks me. We are coaches. We are going to be sending people to our sites. Make them pleasing for your customers. Put a before picture and an after picture up. Put a profile picture up. Write an awesome bio. Write an awesome transformation story. Click on programs and supplements and edit that and put everything that you've done, P90X, Insanity, put all the supplements you do. Make your profile page at teambeachbody.com/your screen name pleasing. Your Beachbody coach page and your Shakeology page has got to be edited only through the Coach Online office. You'll see when you're in the Coach Online office a tab on the header bar that says My Websites. That's where you edit those two pages. Neat little GUI that Beachbody's put in there for you to just to use to put pictures, and you can write your own HTML code if you're a geek, and, you know, put little scripts in there, but mainly you put your picture, you can put your phone number. So when people go to those pages, like you see in that page of Mr. Bobby Taylor, you see that's how those pages should look. You want to see you. So make sure you're editing those pages. And how do you do all this? How do you see the coach online office? How do you get more information on all this? You guys see on the bottom of the page, that the second page, it talks about setting up your account, where it says plug into other tools. Every new coach on this call, write this down, I want you to be clicking on that getting started and clicking on new coach welcome and going through all 8 or 9 items on that page. That gives you a complete tour of the back office. It shows you how to set up your websites. It talks about Wowie. It shows you everything that you need to know and get set up in your first initial few days here as a coach. Very, very simple. The Getting Started tab in the back office, and when the Getting Started tab comes up, click on New Coach Welcome. And then also, number 2 there, you see you have an email account. That's under My Desk Email. It's very similar to a Google, a Yahoo, a Hotmail. It's a POP client that's built within Beachbody. Your email address is your screen name at beachbodycoach.com. When you're a brand new coach, you are very much in control of that email address and who you give it out to. You don't give it out, don't expect to see any emails when you use that. But when you become Emerald and you are getting assigned customers and getting assigned coaches, you know, when all that happens, you are no longer in control of that because Beachbody is now giving the people that they're assigning to you your email address, so you better be checking it on a daily basis. Great, great little tool they have on the main page of the office. In the bottom left side, they have My Alerts. You can see when you have emails, you can see when you have leads, everything. Any questions, guys? This is pretty straightforward. Any questions on setting up your account, your pages, back office, anything?
Hey,
once
Jeff.
Again, all your tools.
Hey, Jeff.
Yo.
Can you just touch real briefly on the Spanish websites that have gone up? I mean, how they work?
You know what? I'm going to let Ron. Ron, are you on? Oh, damn it, he dropped.
No. I'm here.
Okay. Ron has been my Spanish go-to guy because he's over there in an area where it's really important for him, and he's actually an expert in how to pull these sites up. I'm glad you brought that up, Steven. This past Thursday, our websites went live in Spanish because the opportunity for us is now open to Mexico. So we can now sign up coaches from Mexico. We can now, you know, the products are sold over there, as well as sign customers, you know, as well as the programs have been dubbed, a lot of them, not all of them yet, in Mexican. So, yes, Steven, we are going south of the border. And Ron, take it over.
I'm actually going online right now to check something.
There's a simple way that, and while he's doing that, when your pages go to your Spanish versions, you know, everything that you see is written in Spanish. When they sign up on the Spanish pages, when they become a customer on a Spanish page, you are alerted in the back office that coach signed up through the Spanish version. So you know how, you know necessarily that's who you're communicating with. So, you know, expect to see some Spanish customers now. Expect to see, hopefully you guys have people in your back pocket that, you know, maybe are south of the border and looking for a great way to start a business. We're open now, you know, and that's great news for us. It's another country that's now offering the Beachbody opportunity as a coach. And for those of you that have gotten in now, you are now in a prime track to be able to see all these people come in under you. You got it up yet, Ron?
No, I had to sign out because I need it up. And
what he's looking for, guys, is there a specific button or a tab or something that'll allow you to view your sites in Spanish, right, Ron?
Well, if you go to your site, I mean, if you go to teambeachbody.com, what I'm finding right now, and it's a little glitch, is that if you pull up, for example, if I tell somebody to go to teambeachbody.com/fitandfunnyron, and then they click on the language thing, what I'm finding right now is it's going to a generic Spanish language. It's actually teambeachbody.com/es/member. So I'm trying to see if
that's
a glitch that I'm sure that it's been brought up, and if it hasn't, I'm going to bring it up to Coach Relations and make sure it gets fixed.
what normally how it's supposed to work is what he just described. When they are on your site, teambeachbody.com/chefspartan, and they click on the language selector and they pick Spanish, it's supposed to bring your own site up in Spanish. If it is a glitch, I'm sure Ron and I or Jason will make sure it's reported tomorrow.
Yeah, and I mean, the sites are coming up in Spanish, no problem, but the
it's not maintaining your site.
Yeah, it's not going to...
Yeah, and I'm seeing that with me, too, right now. I think it's a glitch in the system. But, Seven, thanks for bringing that up, and I'm sure that's going to get corrected. But the way it works, guys, is if you send someone to your site to, you know, a potential customer or a coach, and there's a little language selector button on there, and they pick Spanish, it's supposed to translate your site into Spanish. When they sign up or anything, it's given to you. If there's a glitch, I'm sure they will fix it ASAP. It was working fine a couple of days ago.
I know. That's what I was worried about. But, I mean, it definitely pulls it up. I'm trying to see where.
Seven, thanks for bringing that up. That's so important. I forgot all about that. We are now live in Espanol.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, my name is Martha Gomez, and since you brought up the topic on Spanish Beachbody, I just wanted to ask a question. When will we be able to sign up coaches in South America?
In South America?
Correct.
In Mexico right now, in South America, I'm not sure that we've even heard or talked about a topic yet that country's getting ready to open. Have we, Jason?
Well, wait there. We're allowed to sign up coaches in Mexico? That's news to me.
That's what was talked about on the Super Saturday, I thought. It's
okay,
now open
sure.
The video.
I might have missed that, but I didn't necessarily hear that.
Okay. I've got the Spanish site pulled up if anybody wants to know how to get there or how to send this link to Spanish-speaking friends. You there?
Yes, we're here.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ron.
So it is teambeachbody.com/es/member/SN/your screen name.
But isn't there a button, Ron, that does all that for you?
Yeah, well, here's what happens is if you go to your site, if you go to teambeachbody.com and you select Spanish language on the upper right-hand corner, and then you go back in, and it'll go to, like, the generic member site, but if you go back in and then type your you can, at that point, type teambeachbody.com/your screen name, and it will bring that up in Spanish. So if anybody has trouble, if they want to send somebody there, they're sending them in English, tell them to select Spanish, and then after they do that, tell them to retype the URL, then everything will be Spanish from that point.
And to answer Martha's question, South America is not, to the best of my knowledge, going to happen this year. I will definitely see if we can find out if it's on the map, you know, at the next, maybe even by summit can find that out. But Jason, your question is even more concerning to me too. I'm going to call Coach Relations and find out tomorrow. Because the
I didn't hear that. I was listening for that, I thought, but I could have been distracted at the time.
Yeah, because the Super Saturday video, I thought, clearly said that. And Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you also hear that the coaching is now open in Mexico?
I didn't catch it.
We will find out. But still, the customers can sign up in Spanish and create an account, and that's all already built into the entire system. But we will confirm on when coaches are available to sign up.
Right. So just
exciting
news,
guys.
Just to be clear, we're not sure about Mexico yet, but the target is, you know, like everybody to go out and sign up one Spanish-speaking coach that's in the U.S. We know we can do that. And as soon as it opens to Mexico, you know, and hopefully they've got two or three friends that are back over there they can at least communicate with to get those markets up and running. And then Jeff will check on that tomorrow, and we'll all post to make sure that we can or cannot get coaches in Spanish. And then to answer her question, I think, a little bit further, what I'm predicting, and this is the only prediction, is Mexico's first quarter next year, I'd expect England or someplace in Europe. I think that's part of what the bike trip is all about. And then after that, you know, kind of expect them to be coming like popcorn, you know, every 6 months to a year, the different countries. So, you know, this is a huge opportunity if you're in now. that this is only the U.S., and when it goes out to other countries, you know, you're going to get big, big ups, and your team's going to build bigger from then. So at least try to get one person every new market, and then if they get a couple, before you know it, you know, your piece of the pie in that country grows.
Yep.
Hey, Jason, is Canada open yet?
Canada?
That's a sore spot. Is that Lance?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sore spot, Lance. It should be. And every single one of us on this call has, especially Jason, I, and Ron, and probably Steven, have a lot of people who come to us that want to be coaches in Canada, but the answer is not yet. Canadian government, according to Beachbody, is very, very difficult when it comes to supplements, and there's a lot of red tape, and they're still working on it, but I would expect Canada to be one of the prime ones that they're targeting right now and hopefully still working on.
Yeah, okay.
Very soon, but like I said, I know Jason and I are really salivating over Canada.
What's good, though, is you've got to think of Puerto Rico. We are open there. It's a Spanish-speaking area, but it's the United States.
Yep.
So
exactly.
As far as I know.
Yeah, Puerto Rico is open. It's been open. That's the U.S. territory.
Yeah.
U.S.
So it's
Virgin
been
Island.
Open.
No. Yeah, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Thomas. St. Thomas. You know, St. Thomas, St. John's, those are all U.S. Virgin Islands. Those are open, too.
Guam.
Yeah, I was Guam. Yep, I was actually prospecting a little bit when we were in St. Thomas. I don't know if you were, Jason. I know I did.
I'm thinking about moving there for 6 months.
So, okay, guys, the next – moving on.
I didn't want to get you guys off topic, but I just – Martha's husband is Colombian. That's why the question was asked.
Okay. Yeah, Martha, we will definitely – hope is very soon, but I definitely agree with Jason. Once we get past this first and second industry, they're going to start rolling in. This is what a lot of us was waiting for, because I really think if we're going to hit a million coaches, it's going to be a lot, you know, momentum is going to happen really when we open it up to new countries.
Yep. One of my goals is to sign Victor up as a coach because Spanish is his first language. And the reason that I asked about South America is it's in my travels to South America, Colombia in particular, that culture is so much more geared towards fitness, so much more than the United States. Everyone goes to a gym. There's a gym on every single corner, just like a 7-Eleven is on the corner here in the States. And I'm very anxious to sign coaches up in that area just because it's already built into their kids when they grow up. They're working out. They're going to the gym. So
that's something that, you know, obviously you get some face time with corporate, you need to make sure you're mentioning getting to a game plan event, Martha. That's the stuff they want to hear from us coaches.
Right. Well, thanks so much.
You bet. I missed you yesterday. Did you go to the event yesterday?
I didn't, no.
Okay. I had planned it. You're one of the people I really wanted to meet, and I didn't recall seeing you there.
Next one.
Okay, guys. Page 10 and 11 on my book, it's probably not 10 and 11 for you online, it's the pages that talk about creating two lists. Wake up, take notes. You actually don't really need to take notes. It's very simple. You create two lists. You create a list of 10 or more names on two sides of the coin here of people that you want to get going on, you know, Shakeology, Insanity, Power 90, P90X, you know, the products, the programs. And you create another list of 10 or more names, which might consist of a lot of the same people that you want to get going as a coach, people that you think would love to do what you're doing as a coach, people that you would like to see in your business to help build your team of coaches so you can start capitalizing on the bonus structure Beachbody has. People discount these lists. Don't see them done as often as I would like to. Very powerful, especially for you new coaches who has an opportunity to be Success Club eligible in 6 months for the trip versus 9. You can do it with this list alone. Christina Richardson, one of our most successful coaches in our company and top 10, who's going to Europe this year for that bike trip, joined when, Jason? In March? April?
Yeah, sorry. It was when I was on the top coach trip in Hawaii, so that was right March of last year.
Yeah, she joined 4 months into the year and created this list, went diamond in about 6 weeks, and just exploded from there. Exploded. Wasn't even here for the first 4 months and ended up in the top 10 in the whole company and was going on this trip. A lot of it's because of this list. She created a huge list of contacts that she wanted to talk about Team Beachbody with, and her business is just booming. She always talks to me about that. You know, this list is so powerful. So, guys, on the bottom of that second page is something called the Memory Jogger. That's a really powerful tool. Think of all the people on there that you could add to your list based on running that Memory Jogger. You know, think of, I'll give you a good example, my insurance agent, who I buy car insurance, home insurance from, my Sea-Doo, my RV, all the above, is one of my Shakeology customers. Wasn't interested in the coaching, but I talked to him about everything because of this Memory Jogger. You know, that's an example. Think of people that you spend money with on a weekly, monthly, annually, quarterly basis and talk to them. Don't you deserve their time since you spend so much money with them? Talk to them about the business opportunity with Beachbody or just getting on Shakeology as a customer, you know, buying a program. So this list is very important. If you guys want to see yourself go emerald in the first week, you want to see yourself get some Shakeology customers or people to contact about samples, you know, you want to be Success Club eligible in that 6 months for the fast track as a new coach, do these two lists and don't rest at 10 names. Print this page off more if you have to and fill it up and call these people. Make a plan. Larry Zimberg always says the idea of a contact list is to get people off of it and add new people on. Very simple, guys. Anything you want to add to that, Ron, or Jason, or Steven?
The only thing that I would add to it is I know that for me, when I first started out, I'm like, oh, that's easy. I've got a list. I've got Facebook, and all my contacts are right there. So if you're on Facebook, there you go. You got your list. Go down your Facebook contact list and see who you interact with the most and start with them.
But I would still encourage you, even if you're using Facebook, to move them over to this. Write down your top 10 people and keep grabbing more from that list. Having something in your hand is still very powerful. Okay.
Writing it down with your own hand is very powerful.
Yep.
An understatement.
Yeah, I'm still, you know, I'm a very, very much a nerd and a geek when it comes to technology, and Jason's even a bigger one than me. But I'm still very particular when it comes to my contact list. I still carry around in my bag a list of names and contacts. I'm constantly changing. I'm still a paper person when it comes to that. You know, I might be at the gym and might use my iPhone to write it down, you know, to type it down in my notepad in the iPhone, but I always transfer it to something paper that I can take with a red marker and cross off. And that's what these lists are, guys. Please take my word, create these two lists, and watch what happens.
That's definitely great advice. And, you know, of course, goes out there, the more you use the social media, the better you'll have success. But you can't pull up Facebook when you're in your car, you know, stuck in traffic. And if you got that list in your back pocket, you can call somebody, you know, using your Bluetooth. So that's why it's so important to have that list with you all the time.
You know, I guess you could really post on Facebook pretty easily. Technology is evolving. People can do that verbally now. And I think it's not necessary to get dumbed down on the technique, but just get it done. Like, if you can do it faster on a computer, don't knock, you know, someone's technique. You know, just do it. Don't just sit on it. As long as you're working it, I mean, it doesn't matter really how you're doing it.
As long as whatever works for you, if you've got some type of contact list, they're just giving you an example here, create it and do it. As a new coach, I don't care what your list is, do it. Get yourself to diamond in 6 weeks like Christina did. You know, a diamond business, correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, or Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, please, but a diamond business is between $100 to $250 a week. You know.
Well, that's definitely true. I think that's the minimum. My dad just went diamond in his first center, and he has an amazing spot. He earned $1,200 last week.
1 week. So, you know, diamond is a guaranteed $100, $150, $200 a week business. And in Jason's case, obviously, a lot more. But it's a great spot to be in, diamond. Okay, guys, the next page is the system. I'm going to try not to digress too much here, but I love this page for so many reasons. this talks about really five key points that I think are really important as part of the game plan, you know, building your business. Five key things to really remember, focus on. The first one is, you know, we've changed that word no more. Got to get that word exposure out. It's basically sharing. You know, sharing is everything. They've even made comments on it, you know, at the Super Saturday event, in the game plan event. They're trying to get away from the word exposure, but sharing is everything. Sharing this business with two or more people every single day is the key to success. It's one of the main keys for me. I actually do more than two every single day. Some people come to me. You know, I've gotten to the point in my business where I'm no longer always hunting. I've become the hunted, which is great. But at the same time, however you do it, sharing is everything. Make a conscious effort to talk to two or more people every single day. Doesn't mean the same two. Two or more different people every single day about this business opportunity. Every single one of you is in a position, I'm sure, where you're around people or cyberspace where you can do it pretty easily. There's been days where I've not come out of my basement because I just haven't gotten out of the house and I got to make my two exposures. I stay downstairs on the computer until I do it. Once again, that's why I'm having success in my business, because I'm committing to these rules. I'm not, you know, I'm making my exposures every day. Two or more people every day. Exposure is everything. If you do that, that's basically 60 or more people a month with the run rate of a successful network marketing business being between 10 and 20%. That means 6 to 12 people or more every single month is coming into your business as a coach or a customer. That's an awesome run rate. 6 to 12 every single month. That's an awesome run rate for a marketing venture like we're doing. Second thing, power of the third party. They've come up with so many good third-party tools for us now. It's not necessarily, you know, that we don't have tools. It's what do you use? You know, we have 100 Doctors Don't Lie. We have the Decide DVD. We have the Beachbody Solutions, which both of those are part of our business kit, you know, that, for instance, you bought tonight, Lance. You're going to get a bunch of third-party tools. We have Introducing Team Beachbody. We have the 100 Doctors Don't Lie audio CD, Shakeology from the Field. There are so many what I would call high quality, high production valued third-party tools that they develop for us. You do not need to be an expert. A third-party tool is defined as anything but you. You don't need to be an expert. Josh Spencer always tells me, you know, the less talking he does, the better. He tries to get a third-party tool in their hand. You know, not to say he doesn't have a conversation to break the ice and talk about it, but he's at some point getting a third-party tool in someone's hand. These third-party tools are available to us in a DVD format or CD that you can buy in the back office, or you get as part of your, you know, one of the kits you bought as a new coach. You get a good starter pack of them. But they're also available to us. Every single video is available to us in electronic format that we can just take our link, which links them to our page when they're done watching the video, and send it to somebody in Facebook, in an email, in a text message. And all you have to do is click on Video Library in your back office. You click on Video Library in your Coach Online office. Every single video under there, you can, while you're watching the video, you can click on Get Link. And that automatically copies it to your computer's notepad. You just got to click on Copy Link. And you go paste that. The coolest thing about those links are the same exact videos that you're purchasing. But you also, it explodes the video on your customers or potential coaches, you know, computer. They watch the video, and when the window closes, they're left on your website. So it's a really cool tool. You still want to have some hard copies in your purse, your book bag, something on you, your car, because you will encounter people at your kid's school, at your office, at the grocery store, at the gym. I always have third-party tools with me, and I give out a ton of them every single month. Do not be without both. The power of the third party. Any questions on those first two? Or Jason, anybody, you know, Ron, they want to add anything to those two? Cool.
Jeff.
You say you do, Ron, or you good?
No, it's Jason. I'm like, good stuff. You're doing
okay.
Good.
The third thing is sort, don't sell. One thing you guys are going to have to get used to hearing in your vocabulary is no. The quicker you accept this, and the quicker you are okay with this, the better coach you're going to be. That's just the reality. There's a good book out there called Going for No. Download it or buy it. Read it. It's a good book. Larry Zimberg always used to say, and Larry Zimberg, I keep referring to him, he's the creator of the game plan. Everything that we've done tonight, he's the creator of it from Beachbody. He always used to say he couldn't wait to get his next no, because that means he's getting that much closer to getting a yes. You're going to hear no 80 to 90% of the time. Some coaches less, especially me these days, you know, and Jason, and that's going to be you guys in time. But no is just going to happen. Sort, don't sell. Move on. But also understand that no just means not right now. I never have ever taken no as a no, unless that person files a restraining order or something. No is just no, not right now. Or no means no, let me follow you on Facebook some more. Or no, let me get back with you in a few weeks, in a few months. People, I've had so many people who have initially told me no, some of them on this call, and they've gotten, I've gotten feedback from them a few months later, I've been following you, I'm ready now, let's do this. No just means not right now, but sort, don't sell, move on. Thank them for their time, keep their contact information, ask if you can contact them in a little, you know, a few months, and move on to the next person. So get used to hearing that, sort, don't sell. We're not in the convincing business. If you have to convince someone to be a coach, they're probably not going to be a good one. Number four, fortunes in the follow-up. It's very simple, guys. You don't get follow-up information, you are majorly handicapping yourself to making that good conversation, that third-party tool that you gave to somebody, or a Shakeology sample. If you're not getting follow-up information, you're not doing it right. The simple fact is, and this is just a question for you guys, shout out what you think the answer is, but, you know, 20 to 30% of the people that you get a good conversation with and you get contact info for is going to call you back. You know, think of all the business cards and things you get. A lot of times they just go in the trash or you put them on the counter, you forget about them. Life happens. But what percent of the people will you get back with that you gave contact, you know, that you got contact information for? What percent? Come on, guys, it's simple. What percent of the people will you get back with?
100%.
100, which means which means you need to have good contact information. How easy is it these days when you talk to somebody, have a good conversation with? How easy is it these days to pull out your smartphone, add them on Facebook on the spot? That's what I do. You know, I very rarely do I have someone tell me I don't have a Facebook account. You know, it's just not happening these days. I was on a social media webinar last week. 151 million people now in America have a Facebook account. That's over 50%. That means one out of every two people now are on Facebook. That's incredible. Take your smartphone out, add them. Boom. Or write down their email address. Get their phone number. Have a way to communicate with them. Have a way for that third-party tool that you gave them to come back to you in the form of a coach or a customer. Fortune's in the follow-up. Very simple. And the final one, work with the willing. You're going to have customers who are gung-ho, coaches who are gung-ho, and no matter how much you work with them, how much you do, some people just fall off. You're going to want to stay connected with them. You owe it to them as their coach or their customer, but the reality of it is work with the willing. You know, that comes to your own coaching team in time and your own customers. It really took a lot of energy out of me last year until I really kind of – it took about October for me when I went to the Success Club Leadership Conference before it really hit me and I incorporated this into my business. I was spending a lot of time chasing coaches, chasing customers who might have started out strong but then just realized this wasn't for them. It doesn't mean I still don't communicate with them and trying to get them reengaged, but I would rather run with the pack of running coaches and customers than to jog with everybody and go at the slowest speed of somebody. Work with the willing. It's unfortunate for me to say, and I always hate saying this on calls, but some of you coaches on this call, hopefully, you know, it's not true, are going to be gone in a few months because you're not seeing immediate results. You know, and we're going to do everything we can from a team-wise and to help you and motivate you, but in the end, this is your business. This is your business to run with. If you run, work with the willing. If you run, we're going to run with you. It's very easy, guys. It's very easy to plug in. It's very hard sometimes to stay motivated, especially for people that don't, that, you know, we live in a society, America, that we love immediate success. Everything's immediate. You see so many things advertised, immediate. you want a good business like this, you want good results. I mean, look at your fitness journeys. Do you think P90X was immediate results? Hell no. It took me probably 3 rounds to really get where I wanted to be. That's 100. That's 200 and what? 270 days. That wasn't immediate. You know, think about your own fitness journey. Everyone laughed at Beachbody when they created these programs, but the reality of it is they work because it's not immediate results. There's no such thing as an overnight success story. And that's this business too. So work with the willing. We're willing to work with you if you're willing. The last 3 points. Anything you guys want to add to that or questions, guys? Okay, the very last piece of this, the way we're compensated. Very easy, the first part. Commissions. We get 25% commission off of anything bought in through us as a coach in our coaching center, you know, in our store. So for every $100 you sell, you get 25 bucks. Easiest way to look at it is you sell a P90X, an Insanity, a Shakeology, all of the $120 products, you get $29.99. 25%. If your customers join the club membership, which they pay $38.87 and get 10% off, you now get subscription commissions. You get half of that $38.87 every 3 months they renew, $19.44 when that customer joins club under your watch. Your commission goes down 10% because they get 10% off, but you get subscription commissions to make up for it. So commission is very simple. Somebody buys something through you, through your coaching center, through your Team Beachbody store, 25% commission. It's that simple. Any questions on that?
Nope.
None at all. It's very simple. The final thing is bonuses. Now, I'm going to kind of actually rely on Jason here. He's so good with the genealogy and that, but I'm going to kind of give my description, have him add anything. I don't want to get too deep into this because the reality of it is until you get to Emerald, this is going to be clear as mud to you, and it's not going to be in your rear view mirror, or in your front, you know, front view when you're driving, but it needs to be in your rear view mirror. You have the ability, when you enter the other side of the business, when you start building a team, to make commission bonuses. That means when you become Emerald, you are now eligible for team volume bonuses based on what your team below you is doing. I'm somebody who is seeing some significant growth in my team. So my checks every single week are going up significantly as our team grows. Jason's obviously is you know, doing the same thing, and you guys will see that too as your team grows. In order to be eligible for that, you have to be Emerald. Your coach, at least one coach on each leg, has to be active along with you. And active means you have 50 volume points, equivalent of about $50, bought in through your center in a 35-day period. That the way Team Beachbody is different is they don't require you to spend a penny in your center to be active. Your customers' purchases can do that, but remember, we are all on Shakeology Home Direct, so we will always be active based on our own purchases. I'm going to say it again. Since we're all on Shakeology Home Direct because we're serious about our business, we're going to be active strictly by our own purchase. However, your customers' purchase counts as PV too. So when you're active, your two coaches are active, you are now eligible and available to receive psycho bonuses. Psycho bonuses happen very easily. It can easily be explained in the simple way of 200 team volume points on your weak leg or your strong leg and 100 on your weak leg. And all that means is your team sells a couple of Shakeologies on one leg and one on the other. That constitutes a $14, $16, or $18 psycho bonus for yourself based on your rank. That simple. I don't really want to go much deeper into it until you become Emerald. When you become Emerald, we're going to sit down and have a congratulations discussion and really start talking about genealogy more and how to maximize your earning potential as a bonus earning coach now. Jason, anything you want to add to that?
I think the trick for all of us getting started is to get that first check. You know, and the easiest, best ways to do that are commissions. You make 25% off anything you sell, and the pack bonuses. So when you sell one of these showcase packs, you make $50. You sell a diamond pack, you make $200. So if your first month's goal was $200, man, sign up one coach who wants to buy a diamond pack. It's a tremendous value as they sell those products you know, Jeff's initial goal about breaking even comes to fruition, and, you know, now they're in the money-making environment. That's the first step here, and the next goal to think about is getting to Emerald. And when you get to Emerald, you know, the money-making potential just goes up. There's over 10 different ways now to make money with Team Beachbody, and, you know, like, I would love and could sit here and talk for 2 hours about all of them, but the thing to remember is if you're not Emerald yet, get to Emerald. Once you're Emerald, you know, we are going to build a strong leg for you. The team members in this call understand that concept. Your leadership here is one of the best in the business for understanding genealogy. So your job is going to be to build your weak leg, and that's what makes it profitable. 4 years into the business, that's what I'm still doing. And every time there's a sale in the weak leg from a new customer, like we're telling you to get your 25%, then you make these bonuses. Jeff's talking about 200 and 100. So, yeah, just get to Emerald for now, guys.
Yep, and I think it was Martha. Are you on the line still? Did you drop Martha?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think it was you that commented you didn't understand what legs and bonuses and all that stuff meant.
It's all confusing.
Okay. I would be willing to sit down with you and Steven and have a deeper discussion if you want to do that at some point. That's really what I wanted to talk to you about yesterday with Steven there. Or get with Steven. I'm sure he can kind of go over the legs and, you know, weak and strong leg with you. But the reality of it is, if you're not Emerald yet, get there, and that's when all that stuff will really start becoming important to you. Your first goal would just to be to get to Emerald. Get your first two coaches.
Okay.
Quick note. The one thing I would add to that is go to the web and type in whywhy.puckhead.org, and that video explains the basics of all the making money. You know, your goal now is to get to Emerald, but if you want to know more about the advanced techniques, you know, Beachbody has already made a video about how to make money, and I've just created a customized link, why.puckhead.org, so it's easy to remember, you know, why you want to do this business, because you want to make money is one of your reasons, and then that explains the basics of it. And then, of course, yeah, Jeff, me, Steven can explain in detail to you whenever you set up a meeting with one of us.
Awesome.
Yeah, because we could easily, Martha, talk for the next 2 hours on your questions. And rather than doing that, I would just love my coaches to focus on, you know, getting yourself to Emerald, making that an easy task, or even easier, focus on Success Club for this month, which will make you Emerald, and actually do more for you. And then, like Jason just said, if you want to get some information just to kind of educate yourself, check out the video. And once you get Emerald, yes, it's a requirement, at least for my team, and I'm sure Steven's doing the same thing, and Ron and Jason. I have discussions with my team now. That's your Emerald. Let's maximize this and really understand how to build this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely with you, and I would love to sit down and talk, because I think until I become Emerald, I'm going to need someone holding my hand telling me where to go and what to do.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, Steven as your coach and all of us as the upline can really help with that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. I don't want to go much more into that, guys. Just know that that's how bonuses are earned, by getting Emerald and getting, you know, your first couple coaches active. You know, because if you're doing the same thing that we've done with you, getting you started right on Shakeology Home Direct, when you guys sign up your first two coaches, you're checking them out in their cart with their Shakeology Home Direct as well. We're not doing it for any other reason to start you out right, because that's this business. That is where the opportunity is. If you don't have a story on Shakeology, you know, you're not going to have success with it as a coach. Okay, guys, the next page you can kind of, you know, I don't want to go through this in great detail because, you know, we're coming up on 2 hours here, but I want to be able to open up some questions at the end. Those are the ranks. Coach, Emerald Coach, Ruby, and Diamond. Very quickly, it shows the three ways you make money as a coach. Those are the three ways and only ways you make money as a standard coach. As an Emerald coach, you'll see the same three ways are there. You know, let me just touch on real quickly. When you go back to coach, you can make money by commissions. You make money by the fast start bonuses. So when Martha signs up her first coach and she does the right thing and gets them started on Shakeology Home Direct during, not after, but during their time checking out as a coach, she gets them started on the Shakeology Starter Pack. She gets them going on Shakeology Home Direct on the second page, whatever. During their process, if she gets them to commit to their Shakeology Home Direct, Martha gets a $20 bonus. You know, that's the second thing. The third one is showcase pack. If, like Jason described, if one of your coaches at any time buys one of the packs, a diamond pack, anything of that nature, you also get a bonus as their sponsoring coach. You know, and, you know, for those who are who think that, you know, who would like to make that bonus back for yourself, you know, sign up your wife or a spouse and buy that diamond pack through their center, and you just created yourself as their coach a $200 bonus and just paid less for your diamond pack. You know, that's a great little tip there. The second one is Emerald. You make money all the same ways, but you're now eligible for the free customers they give you as an Emerald coach, 3 to 5 to 7 a week, as well as you're not eligible for the psycho bonuses from your team. A Ruby coach, you make money all the same ways. Your psycho bonuses go from $14 to $16, and you now get matching check bonuses, matching little bonuses for what your Emeralds are making. A diamond coach, you make money all the same ways. Your psycho bonuses now go to $18. Your matching bonuses are now from Rubies and Emeralds, and you're now eligible for free coaches. Beachbody also has people call up them directly, corporate, wanting to be a coach without being referred. They sign them up and they hand them out in round-robin fashion to diamond coaches and higher. And you get to wear Steven, myself, Jason R., Star Diamond ranks. When you go Star Diamond, for instance, two-star, you now get quarterly profit-sharing checks of about $1,000 as a two-star, and quarterly profit sharing checks of about between $5,000 and $6,000 as a five star. So, you know, that's something to look forward to. And you're allowed to open up another business center underneath yourself. So Jason, the prime example, he's got 4 business centers under Jason Diebold. They're all direct coaches of himself. He can open multiple business centers and what that equates to is multiple checks. The great thing about multiple business centers, they waive the join fee, and they give you club membership for life. All you got to pay is $15. So that's a different ranks. You know, think about five-star diamond, guys. That's $24,000 a year just in quarter of profitly sharing checks for helping 5 people reach their diamond business. That's crazy. Guys, that's the getting started right. It's a lot to digest, but it's a lot of good information. I like to assign just a little bit of cool or what I would call business building homework for you guys. And it's nothing more than just getting you guys in the habit of doing some things. Jason already challenged you with one thing. I want you guys to focus on trying to hit Success Club this month. There's 20 days left in the month. You know, whether you're an old coach or a new coach, you still have an opportunity to make that 9 months or the 6 months as a new coach. Start now. 2 coaches on Shakeology Home Direct and 1 customer is the easiest way to do it. 5 points. So, you know, we can get more specifics. I'd encourage you guys to learn all you can as my homework to you about Success Club. Click on News and Training, click on Success Club in your back office, and read everything you can on it. Everything comes from Success Club. Second thing is, I encourage you guys to start reading 10 pages a day of something that's going to benefit you, self-improvement. You know, there's a great book out there that I would love for all my coaches to read called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Beachbody actually gives it to you at their game plan events. It's a great book. You know, turn the radio off and use it as Drive Time University and do something for your brain. You can listen to, the Jonas Brothers later. So Drive Time University if you have a commute or 10 pages a night before you close your eyes. That's all I got. You know, that's all I really want you guys to do. Build your profiles. With that, is there anything you want to close with, Jason, before we take questions? Ron?
Yeah.
Or...
Let's do something crazy. You know, like, it's fun for me now. Like, when I can spend money helping a new coach get started, that's fun for me because that's investing in the business. You know, Jeff talked about cycle bonuses, $200 on the one side, $100 on your weak side. Every time somebody on this call is selling, you know, a product of roughly $100, a P90X or Shakeology, I'm making a cycle bonus. So that's awesome and amazing. So, like, let's do something crazy. Like, Jeff talked about some of these tools to get started with the Slight Edge and also Jim Rohn's first year network marketing. If you send me a Facebook with your name and address, you're on this call tonight, and you know I have it, Rob, I'll go ahead and send you a copy of the Slight Edge and Jim Rohn's first year in network marketing because they're just amazing tools to start off with. And then the other thing I want to challenge people is this is a company goal now, Success Club 5, and for the next 2 months. So here is my offer to you. And, like, I'm just doing this for the people on this call. You know, like, I think if we publicize this on Facebook, like, corporate wouldn't be down with it. So let's not do that. But I challenge everybody on this call. You buy a box of Shakeology this month and, you know, commit to handing out 24 packets. And the way you have to do that is you have to come back at the end of the month and show me 24 names and phone numbers of people that you handed out Shakeology to. If you don't get Success Club 5, I'll reimburse you the price that you paid for your box of Shakeology. You know, and that's how committed that I am to this. And if you do that, I just know it's going to work for you. So anybody that buys a box of Shakeology, passes out 24 packs, so they come back with 24 names and phone numbers, and, you know, I'll randomly go through and call a few of them just to make sure. Who doesn't get their Success Club 5, I'll reimburse them for it.
He's basically guaranteeing you guys your efforts are going to be covered in one of two ways. You're either going to be Success Club and you're going to, you know, basically start really your business on the right foot, having some commission sales, making the money back off the box you bought anyways. And if you don't, he's going to pay you back to $89.99. Jason's a generous guy, but that's pretty cool. Who's going to accept the challenge?
I am.
Ron, you don't count.
Does Rob count?
Rob, boy,
I will at the end of the month.
Okay, what you have to do is you have to basically message your coach that you're in, and if you're in, I'll forward the information from my team to Jason, Seven will, Ron will. It's for the people on this call. Don't publicize it because you're just going to ruin your chance and more people are going to do it. So if whoever's team you're on, let us know you're in with a Facebook message, okay? We'll all be able to confirm that because we're going to see your $89.99 in the back office that you bought a box. And then at some point when you've given all 24 out, we need the name so we can validate that. And if you do not make Success Club, it's reimbursed. Now, did I hear Rob Boyce on the call?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that counts for you because you haven't been a Success Club or a box person yet. So.
Yeah, I'm going to do it too. I'm all over it.
What about you, Lance? You're my new guy.
I just sent you a message.
All right. It's on, guys. Jason's a generous guy, and this is something that's just insane. I'm glad he's doing it. He didn't even do this last call, so this is unprecedented waters. Okay, guys. I'm glad you guys are in. You know, we're here to help you every way possible, every way. You know, Rob is on our call. He's been quiet all call. He's one of my diamond coaches. You got Ron Bradley. You got Steven. You got Jason. You got myself. You got five diamond coaches on this call that are willing to help you out in any way, shape, form, or fashion with you starting your business out. I think my team would attest that I'm always there and answer questions and get back to. The advent of our team pages have been a godsend to me, I'm sure to Jason, to Steven on Facebook. The great thing about our team pages, I encourage you guys to plug in, is that, yes, there are times that we get busy and can't get back with you on a real timely basis, like within a few minutes. If you have a simple question, post it, you know, versus texting or messaging, which you can do. Post it in Team Sparty. Post it in Team Liberty. Post it in Team Fit and Funny. You know, post it in the team pages. It will get answered in minutes. With the amount of people we have on those pages, someone knows the answer and usually helps out the team very quickly. Engage in those team pages. Mine has just blown up lately. I love it. I'm seeing, you know, so many posts every single day now. So, okay, guys, I've had an awesome time. I always love these calls, meeting the new coaches. I'm glad you're accepting our challenge. You know, we'll see that we'll really see who's in. All of us diamond coaches who've got the downline here, we'll see it in our back office. And the requirement is 24 names that you supply to Jason or myself, and we'll get them to him, and we're going to validate it. But if you make Success Club, that's the biggest success right there. That's what you really want, is to make Success Club. And in order to know more about Success Club, you guys are going to learn about it. Go to Success Club under News and Training. Any questions, guys, before we close out? I think we do such a good job, Jason, Steven, Ron. We don't get very many questions, which is cool.
I have something to say.
Go for it.
It's Nate from Tampa, technically Sarasota. And one thing that I found has been a lot of fun is learning how to market on Facebook. And if anybody has any questions about it, I mean, I've busted, you know, enough butt the last couple weekends figuring it out, and I'd be more than happy to lend any kind of a hand that I can with it.
Cool. Who's your coach, Nate?
My coach is Sandy. She's from Miami.
Sandy Carter?
Sandy Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Don't know who that is.
I'm sorry, what's your name? This is Lance again. Nate, what's the last name?
Nate Jenkins.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, you can find me in Team Liberty. I actually just posted on there. I got everything straightened around finally, so.
Okay, great.
Jason's page, Team Liberty.
Definitely. And if you're making a Facebook page, make it as a business page and not necessarily a community page, because you can do a lot more with a business page. One bit of information I'll give. A lot more.
Cool. Welcome to Resources, guys. Like I said, Team Beachbody. Did I have who was I expecting? Matthew Dulles, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and then who was my other guest tonight that was coming on? Greg, are you on? Okay. Did you get everything that you really wanted to kind of hear tonight, Matthew? I wanted to make sure you were taken care of.
Yeah, you know what? You hit peaks and valleys and everything. You went over a bunch of stuff. Started off because being a teacher, I have, you know, certain hours, and I also coach my son's little league, so that's another place for exposure. I was interested in hearing about kind of how you started out and what your day looked like, you know, as far as getting exposures and still working within a time frame where you're not missing your family. So that was interesting to hear you talk about that. I didn't realize you worked for AT&T, so that helped to see, you know, how you kind of worked your time schedule around it and didn't sacrifice too much of your family time.
Well, what it should also tell you too, Matthew, is that this is possible while still holding down a full-time job. You know,
absolutely.
I'm flirting with five-star right now, and it's going to happen to me. I made Jeremy Red from Beachbody a commitment that I was going to make it happen before Summit, and it's going to. I just envision it's going to happen. And this is all done while working a full-time 60-plus-hour job week for AT&T.
Yeah. My wife and I, we sat down. My wife's actually one of my coaches underneath me, but my goal was to be a diamond by Summit. Oh, there's one of my little guys right there.
Yep.
That's why I've been mute the whole night.
You know, and I'm really glad that you said, you know, what's very important to me is making time for your family. You still have to do that, you know, and I actually hold that very close and dear to my heart. And normally I'm less responsive between 5 and 9. Just because that's kind of like my family time, and my kids hide my phone on me sometimes. So,
right.
You know, I if I can, I'll squeeze a text message out or a Facebook message out, you know, on my phone. But you gotta make some time for your families, guys. So make sure you're doing that. But at the same time, you know, one of the famous things I love to hear is you don't need to go out to do Beachbody. You can do Beachbody while you're out.
Mm-hmm.
You're at work, whether you're sometimes at home, you know, you don't ever have to make additional time to, you don't have to with Team Beachbody. You can do it while you're incorporating anything, including your day job.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. When I'm coaching my kids' little league team, instead of wearing a team hat during practices, I'm wearing my P90X hat, or underneath my I have my Under Armour on, but I have like a Shakeology shirt or something like that. So I am getting people to come up and ask me questions. So
it's what it's about.
My kids and people are noticing, so it's cool.
Yep, and I wanted you to join, Matthew, because this is I knew this would be a great springboard for you to get a lot of information just based on what me and everybody were in our business. If still more you want questions you want to ask, get with me one day. We'll get together and just have a one-on-one this week.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. I'm actually going to talk to Mike French also. He reached out to me in response to the emails that we sent back and forth.
Yeah.
I've been doing the business a little bit. I just always glad to hear other coaches' perspective on things to just be a little more productive with my time, more efficient, you know, just kind of streamline things. It always helps to hear other coaches and what they're doing.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting you at Summit, brother.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, guys, any other questions?
Hey, Jeff.
Yo.
I'm supposed to remind you about the new coach, Steph. She told me to remind you.
Thank you, Steph. Everybody get your pens out. I done a call the other night, my Thursday night coaching call, which I thought would be kind of I had a cancellation on my guest speaker, and I thought it was just going to be kind of, you know, review for people. But I've gotten so much positive feedback, okay, that I want to share this with everybody. It was 12 things to do in your business, especially as a new coach, 12 things to really understand about your Beachbody business, kind of what I would call a 12 ahas. Got these from Josh Spencer. He sent me it, and it was really cool things. For most of us, for Ron, myself, Jason, they're really review things, but for new coaches, they were powerful. And I obviously had a lot of new coaches on Thursday. So this is a call. It was less than an hour, and it's, you guys can listen to it at your own time. You can just dial in and put this code in, and it'll start playing the call, okay? If this is not the right one, definitely message me, but I'm 99.999% sure this is the right code. But what you're going to do is you're going to type in here area code 712-775-7199. Tonight you've done 7100. The playback number is, again, 712-775-7199. It's going to ask you for a access code. You're going to put in hold on here. Bear with me, guys. I don't know if you have that up, Jason, or not, on your new coach training page. Hold on. Bear with me.
Which one are you looking for, the 12 steps?
No, it's actually just I'm there, guys. Hold on. Okay, it's the phone number I just gave you. It's going to ask you for a hold on here. It's coming up. Jeez, my computer is just dog slow right now. It's going to ask you for a access code. You're going to put in 606-574, and then it's going to ask you for a subscriber PIN, 265-171, I think it might ask for. And then when it asks for the appropriate code number, the appropriate number, you're going to want to put 10 pound. It was call number 10. So it was a really, really cool call in the sense that it just gave people a a view of what you really need to be focusing on and things just to know about your business, you know. So I would encourage everybody to take a listen to that. And it'll kind of be another piece of homework that I'm giving you guys. Any questions on that? The phone number? You know, to simplify it, I just tested it. It's going to ask you for the phone number. It's going to ask for an access code. All you got to put in is 606-574. And then just the reference number is 10 pound. You don't need that 2 number, that 2-6 whatever I gave you. So the phone number, the access code, 606-574 pound, and then reference number 10 pound. It's call number 10. 12 things to know about your business. Thank you, Steven.
No problem.
Any other questions, guys, before we close? Okay, guys, awesome call. I'm going to stop the recording, and you guys all have a great night. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Rob. And thanks, Steven.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks,
I appreciate it.
Good. Talk to you now, Lance.
All right. We'll see you. Bye.
See you, Jeff. We'll be nice to you.